Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. A couple weeks ago, I was shopping in the Waverly Farmers Market, and I bought a nice head of cabbage from my friends at Eden Farm. I took it home, and over the course of the next week, I got three meals out of it. So Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scolo Cooking School, once again, we have proof of the longevity of cabbage and its versatility.
Yeah, it is amazing, though. Even you think that it's a head of cabbage, it doesn't look like a lot. Once you cut it in half and start shaving it up, and it like grows. And someone always has half a head of cabbage in their refrigerator.
There's always some in there.
Yeah, you can never use the whole thing at once.
It's hard. The first thing I made was just one of my old standard comfort food dishes. Uh-huh. It's something my mom taught me. It's called cabbage and noodles, and that's the recipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, just to have some nice egg noodles, and you fry some cabbage with a little bit of onion in it. And you just mix it all together and bake it as a casserole for 20 minutes. It is so good.
Yeah,
it's so simple.
I mean, the cool thing about cabbage is it has a sweetness.
It does.
Right? And even sweeter in the winter as they get sort of a little cooler weather. But it also can have a crunch or a softness depending on how you cook it. So it can play a lot of roles in many dishes.
It really can.
Yeah.
But I had a half a cabbage left.
Everyone does.
A couple nights later, we were going to make some bratwurst, and I wanted to have a nice little side dish. So I just kind of shaved off with a knife some cabbage, and I put in a bowl with some water and some apple cider vinegar, a little sugar, a little salt, and some peppercorns, a few other things. It was a pickling.
Yes, you're making what we call a quick pickle.
And 20 minutes in the refrigerator, it came out, Jerry. It was so good.
Right.
It was crunchy, crisp, and it had absorbed every single flavor that was in that bowl.
You know, it is amazing. And sauerkraut, obviously, sour is the component, but it's fermented, so the cabbage softens. But adding the acid to make it sour quickly, rather than waiting for it to ferment into something sour, preserves the crunchiness of this cabbage. And actually, because it's this vegetable that has lots of pores, it will absorb almost everything you put with it, and it actually comes out really crunchy and delicious.
It was delicious. My final inspiration was to fry up some of that leftover cabbage.
Yes.
And I had some onions, some sausage, some shallots, and a few spices like cumin and fennel. And it was just a nice slow cooktop type of thing, just frying it slowly until it all got cooked down. And I put over a bed of couscous.
Sure.
And it was marvelous.
Yes.
You know, again, it works so well with these earthy flavors.
And if you're lazy, like I am.
Me too.
If you just cut it up, chop it up, toss it with some olive oil, salt, pepper, a little bit of sesame seed, lay it on a sheet tray and put it in a 400-degree oven. For about 20 minutes, the edges start to get brown and burned and crispy.
Nice.
And then the centers are soft where it's not exposed to the heat, and you get this sort of crispy, sort of savory, with the sesame seeds, great crunchy accompaniment to almost anything. So it's a lot of fun to use.
Oh, it is. The next thing I'm going to try, I'll go to Eden Farm tomorrow and buy some more cabbage, is spring roll, which is so much fun. I got to tell people, though, you're going to buy your package of spring roll wrappers. You have to experiment a little bit to get used to doing that. A little bit tricky, but you just cut the cabbage with a few other ingredients.
Sure,
carrots, spring onions,
I think
shrimp.
Sesame oil is crucial to this.
Yes.
Some soy sauce, some mirin.
It's so good, and it's just perfect for this time of year.
Yeah.
Go out and get some cabbage and have some fun, folks.
Sure.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.